This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're reminded by someone like Rachel that we are perfectly loved at 8:38. So we play Frank and I, Frank, Billy and I, and we always hear the Frank. We don't hear much about the I, although maybe we'll have the I back in the studio sometime to catch up with Johan. That'll be nice. But this is all about Frank Furness. Frank, it is phenomenal to have you back in the studio. Welcome to Get Up and Go Breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Brad. It's so great to be here. Eh?
So the last time we chatted, yeah, you were part of the group and you were doing amazing stuff together, even with Billy Falcon. You were traveling and you'd spent a lot of time in the USA and you came and told your story and you guys were pumping out music. Then it went a little bit quiet and now here you are, a different look. You've got your own business. You've got an incredible song. What has happened?
Oh, Brad, it's been a crazy last 2 years. You know, Johan and myself, we just took a little bit of time out. Johan is focusing on his business, his dad's business.
Mm-hmm.
And I started a coffee shop, praise the Lord. So that was interesting. And so the last year, I've just been spending a lot of time by myself just writing and just the Lord has just been downloading a lot of songs. And I thought to myself, I need to get it out there. So yeah, this is the first one.
I think it's just fantastic. Look, you've done solo stuff before. I mean, you're a musician. You've been around for as long as I've been in the industry. I've known your face and listened to your music. So doing solo stuff is not unusual for you and your family's musical. So it felt like it was just a matter of time. Sometimes you feel it's like, if I don't write a song or record a song now, I'm not being fully myself.
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's one of those things. In the evenings, I'm pretty single, you know, like, so there's a lot of time. So in the evenings when I go from the coffee shop, I'm like, hey, music time.
So I've got to just say, and you're going to hear it yourself, I don't just throw comments around. Frank and I know each other for a long time, so it's not like I have to impress him or anything. There's something about the song that the moment I was in the gym when you sent it to me the first time, right? I was busy working out in the gym. And so I stopped the music that I was listening to and I started listening to Dancing Through the Dark. And I stopped everything and I just sat there and I'm like, I have to hear the song uninterrupted, unfettered by any distractions. And then I'm like, okay, I've got to hear it through once. Then I got to listen to it again and then I let it do what it needs to do. Then I start listening for the nuances of production and I listen to the voice and the musicianship and the instruments, and that's kind of how I dissect music. And then I got back into it and I think I listened to it a third time as well.
Oh my word.
It is next level.
Oh,
so where did that come from that you just dove into this and out came not only just a song but something like this?
Oh, Brad, thank you so much.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well, it's such a blessing to hear. I was actually, a year ago, I started to write this song, and it's just like the Lord was just like, I was in the car,
mm-hmm.
And it was just downloaded and while I was praying. And so I started, this is actually the second production. So
okay.
The first production was very like, almost like Nickelback, a lot of electrics and stuff. And then I thought to myself, no, this is not it. And so it was a whole process. But praise God, it's done now. So,
well, you said actually Nickelback. So it is 90s pop rock. I don't like to, you know, some stuff you don't want to stick in a box. But that's the feel I got. I'm like, oh, I'm back in the 90s. This is like a 90s pop rock.
Brad, I was born in 81. Uh-huh. So I grew up with all these, you know, Nickelback and Van
Daughtry.
Halen.
It's
and
got a, like a Daughtry sound to it too.
Yeah, so I guess I'm returning to my roots a little bit, you know.
And I mean, to have the freedom to play your guitar how you want to, also very cool.
Man, definitely. I don't know if you know this, but I started out being an electric guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Before I did anything else.
Yeah, and a session musician too, right?
Oh man, yeah. Well, I tried to. And I'm so passionate about electric guitar. I saw Johan yesterday. I just had dinner with him. And I told her I saw this thing, you know the song Beat It?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson, and I saw the whole story how Eddie Van Halen got to play on it. And I was just like so stirred. So yeah, I'm an electric guitarist still there.
Can we name drop? Because a lot of people don't know. Tell the listeners, just go big. You know, you're very humble and rightly so. Please tell us some of the people that you have guitared with. Like, go for those big names.
Oh my word. I ended up playing, session work for guys like, I don't know even where to begin. I've done some gigs with Heinz Winkler, Neon Nell, mm-hmm. Vicky Sampson. I don't know, Elvis and Blue.
And the international artists too?
Oh, we've played, by God's grace, we've opened for Queen.
Yeah, I was going to say, can someone please just say Queen live on the radio
Annie
here?
Annie Lennox and Andy Katie Malua and yeah. Johnny Clegg and Danny Kaye back in the day and Mendoza. And so it's just one or two people.
I was really waiting for him to just say Andy Lennox and Queen. I just so that everybody understands the quality of people that create music for Jesus.
Oh.
One of the things I think that really struck me as well, and I mentioned it, is it's the kind of song that speaks right into the heart of a believer, but actually it's the same stuff I think that everybody goes through. This song will find a space even for people who are pre-believing or unbelieving. There's going to be something here that's going to start pulling people in. I don't know if that was ever your intention, but I kind of got that feeling.
Absolutely, Brad. You know what? There's so much darkness in the world, and there's so much, you know, we look at the wars going on and just fears and stuff. And I believe God wants to take us, especially in this year, into a time of breakthroughs, into a time of joy. Last year was crazy for a lot of people, not just Christians.
Mm.
But I feel prophetically this year, you know, God is going to take people into their promises if they allow God, you know. And it's going to be almost like dancing through the dark. You know, even though there is a lot of darkness in the world, God is going to really bless his kids and take them into the promises. And provide for them, irrespective of what's going on economically and all that. We serve an almighty God, and he's going to break through no matter what goes on in the world.
So now the hope is, I mean, if the song, and it's good enough, you'll hear for yourself, don't take my word for it, but it's good enough to be on radio anywhere. And I really hope that opportunity comes for you. I'll knock on as many doors of the connections that I've got, and people can just say no, but when you hear the song, I think you'd feel comfortable hearing it anywhere.
Oh, thank you.
So that would really be amazing. We're going to play the song. We'll talk more about it. I just want to go to the coffee shop very quickly. And the one of the things is, you don't just do anything just for the sake of doing it. I think this is a ministry tool as well as a tool for caffeine. So are there any testimonies you can share of some people's lives that you really feel have been quite moved and touched by coming and sitting inside the four walls of your business?
Oh, great stuff. Yeah, you know what? When God, I believe God told me to open up the coffee shop, and it was just miracle upon miracle how it was just how he provided. But I remember about 5 weeks ago, there was a lady coming in, and she said, she's a real estate agent in Paul. And she says, Frank, I've got chronic migraines from January last year. And she said she was on antidepressants. And she said, I can't do this anymore. And I said to her, just sit here. We're just going to pray. And we prayed for about an hour. And we just broke stuff in the spirit. And after the hour, she said, Frank, the headache is gone. Yeah. And it's been nonstop migraines for a year. And then I told her, listen here, this is not spiritual. This is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And I said to her, stop taking the antidepressants. And about 5 to 6 weeks later, she came to me and she says, like, Frank, I'm off the antidepressants. I'm so excited about life. I feel God again. I can pray. The headaches are gone.
Praise God
Praise
for that.
The Lord.
So it's a ministry tool as much as it is a place to hang out and have something to eat or drink. So
Absolutely.
I think that's awesome. So please, when you're in the Paul area, go and check it out and go and visit Frank. So now you said you're spending a lot of time on your music. Dancing in Through the Dark, is here and it's ready. I always ask this question. I don't feel like I want to be a stuck record, but a good songwriter never just has one song that he's working on. So what else is busy there, stuck in your head, going around and around?
Oh, Brad, I've probably got about 40-something songs that I've worked on last year, which is ready. So I'm just going to release them one for one.
And does it follow any particular theme?
Definitely. I think it's all about, obviously, relationship with God, but also hope.
Mm.
I think hope is a big theme in this season. And so a lot of those songs were written in a place of, you know, God breaking through in his promises and in the midst of your natural circumstances looking impossible, you know, because there's, I believe God wants to break through for his kids, even, and people look at their natural circumstances and they feel stuff and their thoughts go in a certain direction. But God is above your natural circumstances. And, you know, the heart is more deceitful than anything. Yeah. So we cannot really trust our emotions. And sometimes we don't feel God is going to break through. But that's absolutely irrelevant. Because if we believe, He breaks through those feelings and through those, even if the bank says no, if this says no, God is going to make a way, even where there is no way. So it's in that theme, if I can put it like that.
Well, there you go. Boosting our faith, just like he likes to do. So I guess we need to play the song first, but I feel like having you here is quite a privilege. So I don't know if there's something that you want to share with the listeners, something for your heart that God might be saying to you even now, but just for your time here with us, something that you can encourage, because hope is what we need. I think encouragement. We've got listeners in Radio K Pulpit, Radio Disa listening this morning, and we've got our prayer hour coming up, which is a prayer week, which ends today. Sure. We've been taking an hour out every day between 11 and 12, 11 in the morning till midday to pray. So I think there's this hungering people for God to move in their circumstances. I don't know if you have a message of hope for them.
Absolutely. First of all, the honor is mine being here. And you know, Brad, I believe this. So much people are losing hope. And because so much people face disappointments, things are not working out the way that they wanted to work out. But I want to encourage every single person, do not lose hope. This year is different than last year. And you know, sometimes you know, you try, and all of a sudden God breaks through. And if you look at Joseph's life and David's life and Daniel's life, all of them literally faced death at some point. And this was after they received their promise. I mean, David was already anointed. Then he had to hide in caves. And, you know, Joseph had the dreams. And then he was sold by his own brothers, the utmost rejection that you can think. But God was preparing them. He was using that rough times, that hurts, that fires in the deserts, to prepare them, to build something in their character so that they can contain the promise when they got to it. And it's in Romans 8, I think it's... you know, it talks about, you know, if we share in the suffering of Christ, we share in the glory. And God, you can see all the guys that went through the tough times, they never lost their promise again. And Isaiah 49 says that on the day that I want to help, I will help. So timing is so pivotal in the kingdom. And the moment that God broke through for David, for Daniel, for Esther, for all these guys, for Job, they never lost their blessing again. But the guys that didn't go through the tough times, like Saul and those guys, they lost their blessing because they didn't have godly character to contain that promise.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage people to hold on. Just keep on trying. Keep on trusting God no matter what you faced, because he's going to break through in this season.
Well, there's a word of encouragement if ever you needed one from Frank Furness. Frank, thanks for hanging out with me. This has been an absolute pleasure. I need some time to play your song. Otherwise, they're going to miss out on that. It's called Dancing Through the Dark. People listen and they say, ooh, I want to listen to it again. Where can they find it?
They can find it on all the platforms, Spotify, iTunes, everything. It's already on there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's such an honor being with you, and it's so lovely seeing you.
Well, man, this is cool. All right, so here's the song. Now, I've been saying it's good, and it's necessary, and it's powerful, but I'm going to leave the rest up for you to decide, and I'll greet you on the other side of this. Here's something brand new from Frank Furness called Dancing Through the Dark.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.